Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So right now, I'm going to speak a little bit, an excerpt from the book that I'm currently studying, the Mahabharata. Let me set the scene for you. The scene is, first of all, how many years did the Pandavas stay in exile? Nobody knows? 7? 13. And the last year was significant because? Yes, very good. They had to live without being discovered. And where did they spend? Where were they that last year incognito? Where were they? They stayed in a kingdom. Whose kingdom? The kingdom of Virat. And they all took different disguises. Yudhishthira took the disguise name as Kanka. And he approached King Virat and said, I used to be a confidential servant of Yudhishthira. Now, question. What was it? Why did the Pandavas lose their kingdom? What sin did they commit that they lost the kingdom? Yes, what game was that? Yes, gambling, dice, which is a sin, isn't it, for us? Not for them, but we are not supposed to gamble. Okay, so while in the forest, Yudhishthira became expert at dice because he made friendship with one demon, Vrishaparva, and he taught him how to become expert. Previously, he was not expert. Who cheated him in the dice game? Shakuni. Yes, but now in the 12 years in the forest, he has learned how to become expert. So he approaches Virat and says, I am very expert. So when Virat sees Yudhishthira, he doesn't know, but he says, my God, I can tell just by how you look and how you carry yourself, you should rule the kingdom. But Kanka, or Yudhishthira, says, no. I just want to be your servant. Then the next to come was Bhima. And Bhima said, my name is Vallabha. And I am an expert cook. I used to cook for Yudhishthira. So the same thing, the King Virat said, oh, I think you're so powerful. You should rule my kingdom. But Bhima says, no, I just want to be your cook. Then, I don't know if it's the exact order, but Draupadi comes and says that I used to dress the hair of Draupadi. My name is Sairindri or Malani. And I used to serve Draupadi. And she went to the queen, and the queen said, my God, I have to be very careful with you. You are so beautiful, the king may want you. That's how beautiful Draupadi is. The queen could realize Draupadi was so beautiful, no man could resist her beauty. So Draupadi said, no, no, I want to just remain simple servant to you, and you protect me. I don't want anybody to try to take me. So then the twins came, and the twins said, I am an expert horseman. I used to take care of Yudhisthira's horses. And then the other one said, I used to take care of Yudhisthira's cows. And the last to enter was Arjuna. And Arjuna, because he was cursed in the heavenly planets by who? Who cursed Arjuna in the heavenly planets? You know? Urvashi. Because she approached him to have a relation. But Arjuna said, no, I cannot. That's improper. She got angry. I curse you, Arjuna. And so Indra at that time told him, don't worry. That curse will come to become a benefit to you later. So Arjuna said, I will enter as a eunuch. And I will, because Arjuna also learned dancing in the heavenly planets. So he approached King Vairata and said, I want to become a dancing instructor. So Arjuna braided his hair and he put on women's clothes. And to cover his arms, he wore bracelets so that no one would see the markings of bowmanship. And so all the Pandavas and Draupadi stayed incognito that 1 year in Vairat. Then after that 1 year in Vairat, they were made a vow, right? They had to stay in the forest for 13 years, right? So now the time was up. So now what do the Pandavas want to do now? What was the arrangement? What was supposed to happen? No, 13 years. We already did that. So after that, now what's supposed to happen? Yes, that was the agreement. When they were kicked out, the rule was that you spend your 13 years, then we'll give you back your share of the kingdom. So they are expecting that they're going to get their kingdom, Indraprastha. But what did Duryodhan say? That's right. Duryodhan had no plan to give back the kingdom. He could not stand. He could not share. He could not share because he was envious. And he's cruel. And he's prideful. And he's full of envy of the Pandavas. They said, the Pandavas said, we're willing to forgive what you did to us. We're willing to forgive even how you abused Draupadi. We're willing to forgive. Just give us
five villages.
But even that, Duryodhan said no. So there's now no other choice. There must be a fight. It's their right. So before the war takes place, there were different things going on. So one of the things, Krishna went there to make a peace proposal, yes? And that didn't work either. So, at some point, Dhritarashtra, he's confused. He doesn't know what to do. And who is Dhritarashtra's secretary?
Sanjay.
So, Sanjay, he is disciple of who? Vyasadeva. Very good. So in various discussions, because Dhritarashtra held a meeting and he was asking everybody's opinion, and still after Bhishma spoke and Vidura spoke and Drona spoke, they all said, give the Pandavas back their kingdom. But who said no? Duryodhana again. So Dhritarashtra is confused. So he asks Sanjaya. And Sanjaya also tells him, you should do this. So at some point, Dhritarashtra says to Sanjaya, how come you are able to accept Krishna as God and I can't? Dhritarashtra was confused. He knew that Krishna was powerful. Everybody knew how Krishna had killed Kamsa. Everybody knew that. He had killed Shishupal and other demons. So Krishna's fame as a warrior, everybody knew. So Dhritarashtra said, but I'm confused, because even though Krishna does all these other things, sometimes he acts ordinary. So it's hard for me to accept Krishna as God. But Sanjaya, you do. How come? So this is where I want to pick up. Are you ready to hear? Hari Bol? Everybody say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right. The old monarch was curious to hear more about Krishna. So who's the old monarch? Dhritarashtra, right. He had always known that his secretary accepted Krishna as the supreme deity, because there are many deities. In one angle of vision, you can say Shiva is a deity, Durga, all the demigods, but Krishna is the supreme deity. That's important. There are many deities, but Krishna is supreme. Is that stated in Bhagavad Gita? Yes, more than once it's stated in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna and by Arjuna also. And when Arjuna says that Krishna is the supreme deity, he says, not just me, Vyasadeva says, Devala says, he named other rishis, not just Arjuna's opinion. Sanjay also, yes, at the end. And of course, because he's asking Sanjay, how come you accept? Sanjaya was the disciple of who? Vyasadeva, who himself worshipped Krishna. That's interesting. Vyasadeva is also incarnation, but he worships Krishna. The king, however, was not sure. Krishna was certainly extraordinary. It was astonishing how he had killed so many powerful demons. And the rishis also praised Krishna as the original divinity. Yet he appeared so human. And that's what gets a lot of people. Even Krishna himself mentions that in Bhagavad Gita. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. Because Krishna behaves like an ordinary human being. So people, they get bewildered. How can he be God? Because that's Krishna's tricky. He likes to play. Or as I like to say, Krishna is cool. That's Krishna. That's why I love him. He's the coolest of the cool. Just even in Bhagavad Gita, he talks about himself in the third person. He doesn't always say, I. He says, the Supreme Person. He refers to himself as the super soul, but it's like, so that's Krishna. The king asked, "How is it, Sanjaya, that you accept Krishna as the Supreme God? Why do you know him as such and I do not? Please explain this to me if you feel it appropriate." So not only Dhritarashtra, many people have this same problem. They may be Hindu, non-Hindu, but they also... This is my long-lost son. I have not seen you in 12 years or more. It's so good to see you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank
Please.
You for treating me like this.
Come on. You're my son. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Have a seat. Jai. Krishna has sent you today. Jai. Would you like to introduce yourself to my family?
I'm Bobby. The devotee. I used to live in the LA temple for a long time. And I've always been good friends with Ram, so I used to come to the programs regularly in the past.
We welcome you. Let's chant Hare Krishna. You're going to love the feast afterwards. You've picked the best program to come. Jai. So even to this day, there are many Hindu people, non-Hindu people. They also cannot accept Krishna as God. So let's see, because this is an important point. Because people ask this question. There is a kind of philosopher known as agnostic. They don't say God doesn't exist. And they don't say he does exist. They say, I'll believe in God when he shows up on my cell phone. When I see a selfie of God, like Krishna's going to take a selfie. Or I'll believe in God when he's there at the Super Bowl. I'll believe in God when he comes at the United Nations. Some people are like that. That's when I'll believe. As if God, you're so important that God has to personally come to you and then you'll believe him. But that's how some people are. I've met many such people. I'll believe it when I see it. Okay. So let's see how Sanjaya answers Dhritarashtra's question. How come you accept Krishna as God and I don't? Here's what Sanjaya says. Those who are too attached to matter cannot know that great personality. So that's the first point. And this is the same thing that's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If you're too attached to enjoying the material world, that disqualifies you from understanding God. So that's the first thing. That's why any yoga, real yoga, not this modern day boga yoga. I'm talking about authentic yoga that has been taught for millions of years. Not this new Hollywood yoga, cheap yoga. They go around and they think they're spiritual. But they're attached to matter. So this is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. You have to become detached. And that was Dhritarashtra's problem. He was too attached to two things. What was Dhritarashtra too attached to? What two things? His son and the kingdom. Perfect answer. He didn't want to give up. He was the monarch. He didn't want to have to give it up. And too attached to Duryodhan. To them, Krishna remains a mystery, or they simply do not accept his existence as God. Like you'll hear many people, oh yes, Krishna was a great lover. Or Krishna was a great warrior. They'll accept, yeah, he was, but he's not God. No, 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 no. Now Sanjaya continues. I am not enamored with material things, and I keep my desires in check. Ravan, did he keep his desires in check? What was his worst desire? Right? Everybody, even his own people, were telling him, give up this attachment to Sita. Right? When the battle started, he sent one son after another. What happened? Dead, yes. His ministers, everybody was telling him, you're losing everything because you're attached to this woman. Ravan had thousands of women. Every night he had a different woman. But he could not give up attachment to Sita. Can't blame him, because Sita is who? The goddess of fortune. Compared to all other women, that's like comparing a toy bicycle to a Mercedes. There's no comparison. So he can't hardly blame him, but he should have become free from that attachment. But Sanjaya says, I have kept my desires in check. We learn from the Vedas that how Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, desires are ever coming like waves, right? The waves of the ocean, that's how desires are, one after another. One of the symptoms of a Brahman, Dhamma Shama, Shama Dhamma, sense control, mind control. You don't just give in to your desires. If you want to be a cultured human being, you have to, as Sanjaya, check. Because not all desires are good, are they? Just because you have a desire, that's nothing. You have to ask yourself, is this a good desire or a bad? That's the whole game of human life, knowing which desires to pursue and which desires to reject. Because depending on your desire, things are going to turn out. So that's something important. Learning to distinguish which desires I should pursue and which desires I should ignore. At the same time, I carefully study the Vedas. So that's also important. Your father, where is he today? He's here? Okay, Hari Bol Kamlesh. So, your father impresses that upon you, does he not? He impresses carefully studying the Vedas, yes? And which book is the gist of all the Vedas? Very good. Bhagavad Gita. I carefully study the Vedas and faithfully hear from holy men. So that's another thing. Hearing from persons who practice the Vedas. That's what makes one a holy man. Not just because he has knowledge, but it's somebody who practices what they preach. Just like your professors in school, they may be very knowledgeable, but they may not necessarily practice what they say. That's a different thing. That's why one, you say, preacher or teacher is more potent than another, because the potency comes from how you practice. Thus, I have been able to understand Keshava in some part. Keshava is another name for Krishna. You too may acquire this knowledge, O King. Take shelter of Krishna. That's the same thing Krishna says. Savardharman Yaja Mam Ekam. There it is. Mam Ekam Saranam. Take shelter. Saranam. For he is your best well-wisher. What is it that Krishna does that makes him everyone's best well-wishing friend? What is Krishna doing right now for you that makes him your best well-wishing friend? Now, what is Krishna doing?
He's always giving us guidance. What is best for us?
Where is he?
He's in our heart.
Ah, there you have it. What makes him your best well-wishing friend? He's right there with you. Nobody else can say that. Your husband is next to you. He can get in your mind, but he's not sitting there. Or your wife, or your boyfriend, or right? That's why you have to have the cell phone. Oh my God. But Krishna is right there in your heart, sitting along with you. And how long has he been there? Always. Ever since you left the spiritual kingdom, as soon as you came to this material, there he's been. From the beginning. And I got this question the other day. And the answer to the question was, somebody was asking me, so when you return back to Godhead, what happens to Supersoul? And Prabhupada mentions in the Gita that when the soul goes back to Godhead, that Supersoul enters the Brahma Jyoti and remains there in the Brahma. Because in the spiritual world, you don't need Supersoul. You only need Supersoul when you have material body. Same way. You call a cab. You call a limousine. You're the passenger, the chauffeur, the driver, right? But after you get to the airport, you don't need him anymore, right? You pay him his money. Thank you very much. So same way, Supersoul is the driver and you're the passenger of the car of the body. So when you go back to Godhead, you don't need. Because in Godhead, you're one with Krishna in the sense that you have direct access. That's why there's no need of Paramatma in the spiritual world. Do not despise Krishna or his advice. So therefore, we should relish the messages of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. As he says here, do not despise him or his advice. Krishna's advice is there in Bhagavad Gita. You can get Krishna's advice 24 hours a day. Just read Bhagavad Gita. Your foolish son has no faith in Krishna. Who's he talking about? Duryodhan. And he will lead you and the Kurus to destruction. Which is the same thing Vidura, Dhritarashtra's brother, said when Duryodhan was born. The very moment Duryodhan was born, Vidura said, abandon this child now, because he will be the cause of our whole family destruction. Because when Krishna was born, everything was nice, right? But when Duryodhan was born, earthquakes, fires, there were all these inauspicious omens. So Vidura said, abandon him now. But did Dhritarashtra listen? It's too attached. It's right there. Now, listen to this next part. While Dhritarashtra and Sanjaya are speaking, somebody had also come. Gandhari. So Gandhari was also listening. So now Gandhari speaks. So Gandhari says, yes, our wicked son will certainly bring destruction upon us. He is envious and vain and never listens to his elders' advice. And that, children, is muy importante. Listen. Now the parents like me. And the kids don't. I don't care. This is the same truth the Krishna says. You have to listen to your elders, beginning with parents. So when the parents say, you have to go to this college, you have to surrender. You like that one? Huh? Yes. Just like you have to say yes to your guru. There's no point in having a guru and then say, no. Then why did you take a guru? That's like I've given the example many times. When you go see a doctor, it's a minimum $100 you're going to charge just to see the doctor. Just going to the $100. It is. So you're not going to go to a doctor and then he says, okay, you need to do this. Then why did you spend your money? If you're going to go to a doctor, then you should do what he says. Not that you go to the doctor, pay the $100 and go, what does that guy know? No. So same way with guru. Don't take a guru and then say, what does he know? No. So this is an important point. Elders' advice. You can be elderly in age and elderly in wisdom. Very good. Thank you, Madhav. After enhancing the joy of evil men and my grief, Duryodhan will die at the hands of who? Who? Bhima. Because when did Bhima vow that he was going to kill all of the Kauravas? Yes. During the Asat Sabha. When Draupadi was dishonored, and Bhima was going to do it right there and then, but who checked him? Yudhisthira. Krishna wasn't there. Yudhisthira checked him. You can sit here. Sit here, come on. Hare Krishna. So Bhima vowed, I am going to kill all of the Kauravas. 100. Who was the last to go? Who was the last one? Duryodhan. He was the last one. Only then will he remember his father's words. Because just prior to this, Dhritarashtra told him, don't fight. Because everybody who spoke in the assembly all said, yes, we're going to lose. Bhishma said we're going to lose. Drona said we're going to lose. Kripa, the great elders were all telling Dhritarashtra. But no matter what the elders said, Duryodhan said, don't worry about it. I'm equal. Me and Karna alone can take care of these Pandavas. They're nothing. They're mere mortals. And so many of them said, not only are the Pandavas, like one of them said, Arjuna alone can destroy our whole family. And then one of them said, but what worries me the most is somebody else. Yes, The fact that Krishna was on the side of the Pandavas, that was like slam dunk. No way. But Duryodhana, no. Duryodhana's too proud and he has too much opinion of his own talents and abilities. Who are these Pandavas? And it was pointed out that the demigods were going to help the Pandavas. And Duryodhana, very not intelligent, said, demigods? They're not going to get involved in some petty war amongst human beings. We're just human beings here. They're wrong. That's a miscalculation. And Krishna was on the side. Vyasadeva, seated on an elevated seat, spread with silk cushions, said, O king. So, what's the relationship between Vyasadeva and Dhritarashtra? Yes, father and son, son and father. O king, you are dear to Krishna. Listen to my advice. Hear carefully from Sanjaya. He can tell you the path by which Krishna can be known and accepted as one's shelter. Only due to excessive desire and hatred are men denied knowledge of God. That's an important point. So this is Vyasadeva, the author, the compiler of all the Hindu scriptures. Due to excessive desire and hatred, men are denied knowledge of God, because that was the original question. So you have to become free from materialistic, illicit desires, and you have to give up hatred. Same thing is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita several times. Coveting wealth and fame in this world, almost all men are fully absorbed in illusion. Coveting wealth. I gotta have more. That my neighbor's got a Mercedes? No, I'm gonna get a Bentley. Coveting wealth and fame. I must become famous. And they chant my name wherever I go. Kobe. I must become famous. So Vyasadeva says they're absorbed in illusion. Thus they come under the control of death again and again. A wise man therefore gives up all attachments and takes to the path of liberation, which leads ultimately to Krishna. The path of liberation. The path of liberation is the path you are on. Are you all devotees? Are you doing devotional service? Then you're on the path of liberation. That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna consciousness is the path of liberation. I'll stop there. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please. All right, so...